Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, I've been asked many, many times, what happens if somebody passes away? What do I do? What does my family do? How can we prepare? Well, let me just first get the easiest way out of the way. First thing you want to have your whole family do is have my number. That is 850-450-6500. And you can have them call me first. We keep all the claim forms ready to rock and roll. Nice and simple. Whether that is a spouse, kids, grandkids, whoever is the beneficiary, they can reach out to me and my team. So let's just get the easy part out of the way. We can walk you through the whole process and try to get things done as smoothly as possible, as quickly as possible. And while, like, if I worked with you or if I worked with your parents, I'm going to probably be, you know, semi-emotional and sad because I worked with them as well, but I'm not going to be to the measure of you having lost a family member. So I'll be able to maybe keep you along the right track a little better and kind of keep you, get things done in a way that you can sort of deal with the other stuff as well. So I think that's one of the biggest things you want to remember. You have advocates ready to help you with every step of the way, not just you, but your descendants, your legacy. I went yesterday to the comedy show. I don't know if you've heard of Nate Bargatze. He is a comedian. Went yesterday and he was saying, yeah, I want to do this. I want to leave it to my whatever is backwards from ancestors. What is future ancestors? And he's like, I don't even know what it is. And then somebody yelled out, descendants. And he's like, I know what it is, but that's what makes it funny. And then he's like, well, the only reason I know is because somebody yelled it out in the last show. So descendants, legacy, your future remnants. And we want to make a plan for them. So oddly enough, I've been asked also, what's the best time to die? And maybe I should have just started with that because some people will call that a hook, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you what's going to happen if something were to happen. And while you're an employee, there are some things that happen very specifically different than if you were already retired. So let's just kick it off with my first little happy visual. If you pass away in service, note the employee word. This is a screenshot right out of the OPM website. I don't make these things up. I don't just start telling you things. We go right to the source, OPM that is. So if you're currently married and you are working, if you pass away, your current spouse is automatically set for a survivor benefit, as long as you've had 18, you know, as long as y'all were married for at least 9 months. And yeah, well, within the first 18 months, there's some exclusions, but they automatically get access to what they call the basic employee death benefit. This does not happen if you had already retired. So note what this is. The basic employee benefit is half of the employee's salary plus a $15,000 dollar amount. It can be increased by COLAs. And, After 25 December, the $15,000 increased to $43,800.53. So what does this even mean? I have told you the story before of a family where they were ready to retire. I stopped them the day of retirement because they needed to buy back 12 years of military. Okay, so we finished that, got that process going. While the military buyback was in process, the employee, note that word, employee, passed away. Obviously, emotions were high. It was kind of a stressful time period. But because he had still been an employee, we maintained all the life insurance that he had. And TSP was there, obviously. And he was still an employee, which means they got the basic employee death benefit. So it was an extra chunk as well to his spouse, his widow, and also all the life insurance, which he was planning to reduce significantly, obviously, in retirement. Not obviously, not everybody does it, but many people don't want to keep spending on Part B. So, and then also, it was automatic, the survivor benefit. So some of these things are very important. I just want you to know this. Who's next? Who's our next family member that can have this? Obviously still employing spouse. So that's a monthly payment. They get a survivor benefit. So they're automatically set for us for a survivor benefit. And that is 50%. That is half of what the pension was going to be. And that's forever, as long as you are married at least 9 months and things like that. So next, who's next? Well, if you were previously married and your court order says you have to pay a former spouse, that can happen as well. That's not a thing for kids. Kids are not set for a monthly payment unless there was a disability. There's some disabling factors for that, but that is not the same calculation. There's a set calculation for that. And then the lump sum is what I call your Gatorade. So if there's not a survivor benefit or anything like that, they can leave your family the amount of money you put into your pension if there's nobody to give a monthly benefit to. So that's kind of an overview. We'll make it short and sweet today because you have a lot of things happening automatically where you are leaving a legacy, the opposite of ancestors. Thank you, Nate Bargatze, to have generational, if it's not wealth, it's generational benefits, generational income, things happening for your family, for your spouse. And then remember life insurance as well. If you had life insurance while you were working, then whoever is living is the beneficiary of that, that you've had either A, listed, or they go in what they call order of precedence. That is essentially if you have no beneficiary on file, order of precedence is pretty much spouse, kids, parents, next of kin, give or take. And so that's kind of how it works. But people say, what's the best time to pass away? While you're an employee, you get some extra benefits that you don't get as a retiree, and you never had to pay for the benefits out of your pension, like spending the money on a survivor benefit and things like that. So I hope that helps. And if you need assistance with any of these things, you can reach out directly to me. I gave you my number before. I'll do it again, 850-450-6500. I'm not tired of saying it. I'll keep saying it. Just keep swimming. But again, reach out to us. We can help you, me and my team, and we are national. So it doesn't matter where you are, when you are, we may be local to you, and we can also reach out anywhere, anyway, through Zoom or through whatever virtual program you prefer. You have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.